Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I am praying from Israel, and actually tomorrow I will go to the site where Jesus actually said these words. We're going to go to the place where the Sermon on the Mount was, and my husband and I are going to renew our vows because we're celebrating our 29th wedding anniversary as I speak. It's actually today as I'm saying this. Now, I'm recording this early because I'm in Jerusalem and Judea and even to the ends of the earth. I am here in December and January, and so this is a little bit early. Our anniversary was December 29th. So anyway, I just want to read this to you, and then I can't believe I'm actually in Galilee reading this to you. It says this: Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, as I'm tired, I'm grateful that I'm blessed. We are happy. We are blessed because of what you have done. And this sermon makes no sense whatsoever. Not to the world. Blessed are those who are poor, poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, those who are grieving. We would think that those people are not blessed. The meek, ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness in a world that embraces everything that is unrighteous and celebrates it. Blessed are the merciful, because we tend to like look at the ruthless and think they're cool or something. I don't know why that is, but that's just true. Lord, we want to see you, and that means that we have to have a pure heart. But we also, as we pray that, understand that we cannot produce a pure heart in and of ourselves. We need you. Lord, we want to be peacemakers on this earth, whether it be peacemakers in our families, peacemakers in our churches, because boy, those can be some of the most divisive places on earth. Peacemaker within our friend group, peacemaker in our marriage. Help us to be people of peace, of shalom, for those who are hurting and who are having a hard time understanding what in the world is going on when so many trials and temptations have overtaken them. We are not to lose heart. We are not to grow weary and lose heart. We are to continue to put one foot in front of the other, even when things are hard. We pray for that kind of tenacity today. We pray for that kind of strength. We pray for that kind of bigness, you know, of trusting you for the big things, even when things are difficult. Lord, help us to understand this upside-down kingdom where the poor are rich, those who mourn are comforted, those who are meek are going to inherit the earth, those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness are going to be satisfied. Lord, that word satisfied is so beautiful. It means content or contented or contentment, that we can have contentment in you even when our circumstances don't align in the way that we want. Forgive us for blaming you for our circumstances. Instead, Lord, we just take what you give us. You give and you take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Help us not to only receive from you the blessings, but also to take the bitter cup that you give us and drink it in communion with you. We trust you. We love you. We need you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful that you've joined me. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And that will help the podcast get into the hands of more folks. And I'm so grateful for you. And I'm signing off from Israel.